The floor is yours.
Good morning, everybody. President of the session, ministers of states, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests. President, ministers of member states, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests. Our aim is to contribute to sustainable development in our country. We need to find adequate solutions to water resource protection because of climate reasons, and we need to integrate our water resources. I think we need to stress that water is essential for our sustainable development and is at the heart of all of human activities in the field of health, well-being, farming, industry, and the use of ecosystems, trade, as well as quality of life. Any shortage in water is something very obvious. Our water systems are under pressure, and infrastructure finds it difficult to accompany growth in population, particularly in our country where we are at risk from high salination rates. To tackle the problem of water management, we have prepared various documents. We have the adoption of a national water improvement plan, the idea being to use effectively and sustainably all the water resources we have. We also need to properly control their use and pool our efforts in order to develop infrastructure to build in the country to ensure viability for all of our activities and to better manage infrastructure. We need to act in a concerted and coordinated way, and that's why we've established various bodies, the National Interministerial Water Council, as well as a technical body to deal with water resource management. It's important to stress that Guinea-Bissau shares water resources with neighboring countries such as the rivers Corubal and Djeba, but we also have certain water tables we share. A large part of the population in the southeast of the country depends on these shared water resources. As we're aware, of course, the effects of climate change and human activity all have a negative influence on water resource quality, and the degradation of these water resources, both in terms of conflict and quality and quantity, runs the risk of conflict. To best manage these transboundary resources, we need mechanisms to cooperate with riparian countries in order to set up a coordinated, concerted management system. This is the solution applied in other areas, and in February 2001, Guinea-Bissau submitted its national report and its instruments for accession to the Water Convention. We launched this in 2005, but there were various amendments which had to be introduced, and therefore our succession will now make it possible to strengthen our policy instruments at the national level and also to support and promote transboundary cooperation amongst our neighbours and us. Our plan for the joint management of our aquifers builds upon our idea and to accede to these international instruments. We are ready to cooperate with Senegal, Gambia, and Mauritania. And this initiative is intended to boost cooperation and joint management amongst our countries. It's an initiative which will make it possible for us to achieve the goals of the convention and also to ensure sustainable development of our water resources. We will have integrated water resource management with transboundary cooperation. By acceding to the convention, we can continue to benefit from the advantages of the convention whilst abiding by our national commitments and help to prevent conflict and consolidate peace. We invite all members, particularly the countries in our region, to consider finalizing accession to the Water Convention to consolidate the framework for cooperation in the interests of our population. To conclude, I wish to thank all partners, all those who have provided friendly assistance to make it possible for Guinea-Bissau to accede. And also I'd like to thank the organizers of this important event, which is already a success. Long live the convention, long live international cooperation. Thank you, one and all.